From there, we had the discovery here in the Fairbanks area by Pedro.
Okay, Jim, go back. In case some of our listeners don't know, drift mining.
Mm-hmm.
And can you kind of define that for us?
Okay, and let me just carry it one step farther.
Okay.
That Pedro initiated the same type of mining operation. And the way that was accomplished was by dropping a shaft through the gravels to bedrock, mm-hmm. through the frozen gravels, I might add. And in the early days, of course, we in the more remote areas of Alaska and Yukon, it was necessary to, of course, thaw the gravels. Mm-hmm. And this was accomplished by setting a fire in a likely location. And once they set the wood for the fire, they would ignite it, let it burn, and that fire would thaw perhaps 6 to 8 inches of the gravels.
Mm-hmm.
They would then go back, muck out the 6 to 8 inches of gravels, reset another pile of wood,
sure.
start the fire again, dropping it down, and they would continue this process until they reached bedrock. Once they reached bedrock, they would then start drifting out by picking at the material, mm-hmm. and sometimes, if it was possible, lighting fires, but much of the time picking at the material and following what they called the pay streak.
Normal depth, or is there a normal depth for bed to hit bedrock?
No, in the Klondike, they would go as deep as 40 feet to bedrock.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Fairbanks area, we found that the drift miners had to go much deeper, sometimes up to 200 feet because of the tremendous thicknesses of not only the gravels, but the glacial lust that overlay the gravels in this area.
How dangerous then, Jim, was that based on the fact that, in other words, if you're talking about building fires and then going down and mucking out 6 to 8 inches at a time, but if you're talking 200 feet, we got a little problem here with cave-ins or something, don't we? Wall collapse or something like that as you get down there?
There's been a time or two where people have been drifts cave in on them, and of course the shafts,
mm-hmm.
And this was probably because of improper cribbing, and of course some thawing within the drift, which would permit the otherwise pretty stable frozen mm-hmm. gravels. But if they had the thawing, the thawing would then of course permit some of the drift to cave in, and of course we've lost some people through that.
All right, well listen, I'm going to let Michael continue with this. Let me take a short break here, do a commercial message or two, and then we'll come back with our guest Jim Madonna from the Mining Department, Mining Extension, University of Alaska. I want to talk a little bit about Chaz Restaurant. Can I do that, Michael?
Go ahead.
I can do that. Well, I want to tell you, we're talking great lunches and great dinners here, friends, and they're located on Rewax Street right behind the University Shopping Center. Now, they're serving a lunch buffet daily. It changes every day, Monday through Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Dinner served from 6 to 11 p.m. And that is, again, Monday through Saturday. On Sunday, brunch. Yes. Yes.
Great idea.
Hang on. I haven't got your mic on.
Okay. Turn me on, you exciting person.
You're turned on.
I have this great idea.
Yes.
Don't listen to him, Kathy. Listen, I have this great idea.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody for the next week finds us, either you or me, or Jimmy Dodd in the morning, or Bill Wally.
A Vegematic.
You get a Vegematic. No, if you find any of us, just got this idea, okay?
Uh-huh.
If you find any of us at Chaz eating lunch, and you walk up and say, you're so-and-so, we'll buy lunch. You got to find us out where we eat, though.
Okay.
Okay?
That is a deal.
That could apply to any restaurant that we go to.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're at
But can we give them a hint?
No. That's it. If they see us in there, okay. and they can walk up and point us out and say, you're so-and-so, you know, whoever it is, they say to me, you're mm-hmm. Lopez Purcell, I'll hit them.
Yeah.
but if they say, you know, you're Michael Dresser, you're Lopez Purcell, we'll buy their lunch.
Okay.
And if they're at the Alaskan Prospector, and if we're eating lunch there, we'll all be in trouble. What
right.
can you eat at the Alaskan Prospector? Quonset Hut. Omelet. No good, huh?
Whatever.
Don't listen to him, Leah. He's just doing that stuff. Go ahead.
Do you want to hear about the 100% mesquite charcoal? Or
yeah,
not?
I want to
yeah,
tell
okay.
me about it. You
well,
do so well.
They use only 100%
you
mesquite.
You should be a radio guy.
And they use this to sear the meat.
Sear it. What does
yeah.
sear the meat mean?
Well, sear is kind of like they're going to braise it.
What does that mean? Does that mean you take one piece of meat and glue it to another? What is this sear stuff?
Well, sear is kind of like, well, It's the place downtown.
Oh, okay.
Shear and Roebuck.
This is turning bad. Good, Purcell. That was yeah. really turning awful.
Okay,
you
listen.
You can't say Shear on this show. They're not a sponsor.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
But you shear meat to retain its natural juices.
But what does that mean? Do you walk up and say, dear Shear?
I get the impression that what you do is, it's kind of like you put glue on the outside. See?
So go over there to glue your meat.
No,
that's good.
Actually, it's delicious.
I mean, everybody wants
serve...
to go over there now, Lowell.
That's
You've
right.
really followed up the sponsor, Chaz, where the meats meet. And
yeah.
you can never separate them. Go ahead.
And they also serve fresh fish, and they got goodies like that, too.
What do they do with goodies like that? What kind of an ad is this for sale? All right, now wait a minute. You've been doing Chaz now for 20 minutes.
That's
You're
right.
You're going to ruin the show.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
I wonder if Amanda is still going to talk to us after
Probably
this whole thing
not.
Is over.
There goes another sponsor on the Michael Dresser Show.
Chaz Restaurant, open
yes.
from 11 a.m. Until 2 p.m., and then dinner served 6 to 11 Monday
Wrong
through Saturday.
Again,
Purcell. What?
It's 5 to 9. You have old copy.
I have old copy.
Yes.
That's not my fault.
Now you sound like Paul Stitt.
Is your hotline supposed to be ringing?
Probably. You might as well buzz it.
Okay.
Right, see what it is.
All right, I will do that. Let me throw a few switches here.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. That was exciting. Nobody there.
Oh,
just,
okay.
Just a big bumblebee.
Somebody excitement.
Yes, listen.
Did you turn on the telephone button, Lowell?
Listen, now that we...
The
yeah,
third
well,
line
yeah,
over.
No, it was buzz. But
I mean,
it was,
did you
it
turn
was,
it on there?
Buzz, yeah.
Chaz, go ahead, Mesquite.
Okay,
you're doing
Mesquite.
Well. We're back to ground
Good
fish
stuff.
Now. Yeah.
Trust me, go out
what
there.
What do you like about... I heard that before. What do you like about... come see my etchings, trust me. What do you like about the lunch there?
I like the lunch because there's a variety every day. It's always different. So you never know what's going to be for lunch.
Yeah. Walking there.
Sometimes it could be lasagna.
Yeah.
You know, they normally have roast beef there, too.
Yeah.
But it could be rice or it could be potatoes. It could be, hey, we had some great stuffed bell peppers the other day.
Yeah. Hey,
just delicious.
Peppers.
Do you?
Yeah.
I love them. They were great.
But what happens if you hate, there's always two entrees. So if you don't
right,
like
at
one,
least.
You can have another.
That's right.
Notice how I just moved right into that?
Yeah.
This is how you do an ad.
But everybody likes the apple crisp that they have
I
for
got
dessert.
That.
Right?
Gotcha.
Okay.
They had fried bananas or something over there today.
Mm-hmm.
Banana something. Banana souffle?
Mm.
Whatever
banana
it was.
Souffle.
It was good.
Uh-huh.
Banana pudding.
Now that we've done this 22-minute commercial
Who's
for Chaz.
Next, who are you going to do on a commercial next?
Well, I'm gonna have you do Cripple Creek Tire Service.
Cripple Peep.
Creek. Right.
No, go ahead. Do the commercial. Let me hear this.
I don't have any notes on this.
No, it's over under C.
Oh, here it is.
Yes.
Here it is. Okay. Well, you know...
Pardon me, Jim. We just...
Right.
Guy's training. He's only been in the business 97 years now.
Can
if
we
he's
talk
not
about
blowing a commercial, he's taxing someone. Go ahead, Lowell.
Now that winter is here, can we talk about the mechanical and engine service specials that are going on right now at Cripple Creek Tire?
Good, so far.
Well, let me tell you about this. We have a brake special right now, Michael, and they will install new brake pads or shoes. They will wheel, grease the seals, resurface the drums or rotors, repack the bearings, adjust the brakes, inspect the hydraulics, all for only $99.95. One axle only.
One
axle.
No, no, one axle cars.
Oh, one axle cars only. Lloyd, well, you didn't say
Lloyd
that.
Lloyd Herbert.
Okay.
Yes.
Most two-wheel drive cars and pickups.
$99.95
I didn't
for
read
one
the,
axle. That's
I didn't
good.
Read the rest of it.
We've ruined it. There goes a sponsor. Pick it up. Let me hear you do this.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike. This is Sandy from Merle Norman.
Hi, Sandy from Merle Norman.
It's not Sandy. It's not Michael. It's Lowell over there, but I'm here, too. Go ahead.
Well, now, where's Mike?
I'm here.
Okay. I wanted to offer something for your station where the first 10 people that could call in could get 66 hands for $66.
One more time?
The first 10 people to call in that's listening to your station can get 66 hands for $66.
Oh, I like that.
That's a dollar a tan.
And they can just call at 451-6305.
451-6305. Do you know how tan I got when I was coming over there?
I know how we got rid of your wrinkles when you were coming over here.
Boy, I know. I was really pretty for a while.
Are you getting them back?
Yeah.
Can you get him some hair?
Thanks.
What?
I can try.
I'm sorry.
There it goes.
Okay. I got to go.
Okay. Wait. Where do they call again?
Do what?
Where should they call?
At 451-6305.
And that's 66 tans for 66 bucks.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
That
Merle
is a good
Norman's.
Deal.
Yeah. Call Sandy today.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sandy.
All right. Bye-bye. I bet you she gets that in about 60 seconds. She's going to have those 10 callers.
At least. Now, you know, that's a buck a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got some, they have some really good tan beds over there. I was going there real steady about a year ago, and man, was they dark. And it didn't grow any hair. Thank you, Priscilla.
Okay, good.
Okay, so far you've blown Chaz.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody will ever go to Cripple Creek now because of what you've done.
But they got a computer, and I can understand this because I like computers.
They can spin balance your tires on a computer.
Well, they can do that, or they can do the engine analysis.
Oh, I like that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So what you do is you sit down by this machine and it analyzes you.
Oh, I got it.
And you don't have to pay as much money as a normal psychiatrist would charge.
I like that. And your car still goes putt, 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 putt.
It does.
But you feel better.
Would you like to know what else they can do?
What can they do?
You mentioned the computer tire balance for
yes.
only $6.
Yes.
Okay. How about a front-end inspection for $19.95?
I like that.
And an engine compression check for only $19.95.
Yeah, and if I have a used car, what happens? If I want to buy a car?
If
at
you
the bottom low.
If you
want to
buy a car. If you want to buy a
car. What happens?
It doesn't say anything about
cars. Yes,
it's
a used car. If
used
I want to buy a used car, right at the bottom. On the right hand side.
Cars on the right
yeah,
hand side.
They'll check it out for
it
you.
Says Cripple Creek service 2 miles past U of A on the Parks Highway.
Now, what's up above that?
We'll check it out for you. Buying a used car. It's in big letters. That's the problem. I was looking for some tiny lettering and it was in big
okay.
letters. Buying a used car.
You
it's
know.
A billboard. What?
You realize that if you did, this would be 4 hours of commercial on a 2 hour. Talk show.
That's true.
Okay.
You ready to go to the 4 o'clock news?
Are we there? Really?
No, it's 26 and a half minutes away.
Oh,
I was just asking
it.
If you were going to be ready at 4 o'clock to do that.
What's the weather?
The weather?
Is 47 degrees.
Wait a minute. I put the weather with today in history, which incidentally you didn't tell me that the AP on the other side of this just really fouled it up.
Oh.
Did you know that I had Napoleon Bonaparte invading Senator Charles Percy's office in 1986. This
like
is really
that.
Grim.
That's worth a pizza somewhere.
This afternoon, sunny and cool.
Get that sucker.
Hi, today.
Honk, honk.
You don't want to hear about the weather, huh?
No.
Sunny and cool. High 40 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clear. Low in the lower 20s. That should be another record low,
you
Michael.
You want a pizza? Don't call. Go ahead.
Tuesday, sunny with a high near 45. Northeast winds to 10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And don't forget, Michael, that Cripple Creek service is located 2 miles past the University of Alaska. It's kind of neat the way we keep switching back and forth, right?
I did that, yes.
Nobody wants a pizza.
Then don't call.
All right. Don't call 479-8255. Go ahead. We dare you not to call. He called. Hi, you're on the air.
Gee, it sounded like you guys drank your lunch.
Good. Nice. Listen, I assume you're after the pizza, right?
Well, you said call, so I did. I never had before.
Okay. Oh, a new caller, Michael. First-time caller. How about that? Hi, can I have your name?
Dennis,
can I have a piece of paper to write on? Hang on just a second, Dennis. We're working on it.
I don't have any. I'm trying to pull my transmission out of my truck.
Okay, good, Dennis. What's your last name and or initial?
Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R.
W-A-R-N-E-R. I'll tell you what, anytime after noon tomorrow, you can come up here and pick up a certificate for a huge pizza from the Pizza Pub at 14th and Gillum Way.
Two calls and can have a show.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We're going to take, we're going to give away 2 more pizzas. Is that what we're going to do? All right. We're going to give away 2 more pizzas.
She's
and,
out of town. Why not?
Okay. That's right. Suzanne's away on vacation. Hi. Want a pizza?
Yes, sure do.
Good. What's your name?
Lori Kennard. Uh-huh.
Okay, Lori, anytime afternoon tomorrow, stuff up to the studios here in Washington Plaza, and the pizza is yours, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Is this going to be the last pizza we give away?
One more, and I'll take
one more. Okay, all right. Hi, you want the pizza?
Certainly.
Good, and your name?
Debbie Boslett.
Okay, B-O-S-L-E-T?
Yes.
Okay, anytime afternoon tomorrow, we have a certificate for a pizza from the Pizza Pub at 14th and Gillum Way for you.
Good.
Right here at the studios. Thanks a lot.
Catch okay.
One more.
Catch one more.
Yeah, go.
What do I say?
I'll just say hi.
Hi.
No pizza.
No hi. Pizza.
What we're going to do?
Hang on just a second. I think
what we're
going to do something.
Don't go away.
Michael's getting
who
earphones
are,
and a microphone.
I'm getting hot here. Who are we speaking to?
Debbie Kissinger.
Debbie, have you ever, do you like Oriental food?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Have we got something for her?
Before you go that far,
yes.
are you related to Henry?
No relation.
No,
okay.
She doesn't have an accent.
Okay.
All right, listen, I'll tell you what. We're gonna have lunch for two for you, okay? But here's what you got to do for it. When you go there and eat,
uh-huh.
you have to call back to the show and report how it was.
Is that
fair?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to send her to Cook's Corner for their special Japanese cuisine lunch.
Okay.
How's
that sound?
That's for two now.
Is that raw?
What?
No.
Is that raw fish?
You could be.
Could be. Or,
I don't know. We're just sending you your artistic.
Or they do a lot of good cooked Japanese cuisine
okay.
also.
Yeah. Okay, great.
But well, you can order anything you want.
Okay, great.
And your first name was Henry?
No.
What is it?
Debbie.
Debbie Kissinger.
Debbie Kissinger.
Do you get kidded about that a lot?
Yes.
So we can't come up with anything new, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Are you related?
No. Huh?
Do you have relatives living in Germany? Well, it used to work in the old days. Sorry.
Okay, come up tomorrow and you can have your certificate.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Deb.
Okay.
Bye. Go ahead, hit it.
Hit it.
Big one.
Hi, Jim. You having a good time so
far? Yeah, we're going to get into mining. They got to dig
for
this.
Let me put you on hold. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Let me put you on hold. Stick with me. I'll be right back. Well, you see now that we don't lose them that way.
I love it. Okay.
All
don't
right?
you love talk radio?
I love talk radio.
All right, here we go. What do you got?
Hi.
Go ahead. Hit a button.
Hi.
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 Hi. Who is this?
This is Daylene.
Daylene. Okay, write that down. Daylene. D-A-Y-L-E-N-E, right?
That's how you say it.
Oh, how do you spell it?
There's no Y, but that's all right.
Oh.
Daylene.
No Y?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Daylene.
Okay, Daylene. What are we going to give Daylene? Two more, and then we're going to go back to mining.
Okay.
How about, I got it.
Hmm.
Lunch at Foon's.
Okay.
Dinner at Foon's.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody in radio history has ever given away a dinner at Foon's.
Okay.
Wait till we tell Mrs. Foon. If it works, let us know, Daylene.
All right.
Really, it's good. Okay.
Okay.
All right, one more. Go ahead. Hit it.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Dahlia.
Who?
Dahlia.
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 Delia.
Delia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a Y in that?
No.
Okay.
Spell it.
Spell it.
D-E-L-I-E.
Okay. Delia. Delia.
Culver.
Watch it. Culver.
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 Mm-hmm.
Is
spell
there
that.
A Y in that?
C-U-L-Z-E-R.
All right.
C-U-L-Z-E-R.
I can tell by your voice. You got a boyfriend?
No.
You any relation to Henry Kissinger?
No.
Okay. I'm just trying to keep the flow of the show going.
Do you have any friends at all?
Yes.
All right, somebody will take you out to dinner, right? Okay, we're going to give her dinner for two at Chaz.
Okay.
All right.
All right. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Good.
Go ahead, hit the button.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Oliver, who are we talking to?
My name's Tammy.
Tammy.
Yep.
T-A-M-M, there's a Y in that.
Y, that's right.
T-A-M-M-Y. Tammy, what's your last name?
Hyatt, H-I-A-T-T.
H-I-A-T-T.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. We're going to do something exciting for Tammy. Hey, are you adventurous, Tammy?
Pardon me?
Are you adventurous? Adventurous.
Adventurous, yeah.
Of course, my mother's with me.
Read our lips.
Okay.
Are you adventurous?
Yes, all right. No, if her mom's with her, she's adventurous. All right, okay. We're going to send you and your mom to Cook's Corner for lunch, but you got to call back and tell us how it was.
That sounds great.
You got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye. Oh, Tammy? Tammy, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Good. You got any relation to the hotel? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
We've got
Hello.
Kissinger in the Hyatt
yes.
house. Yes.
Yes.
Who are we speaking to?
Pat Eichen.
Todd?
No, Pat Eichen.
Pat. I was going to say.
How do you spell it?
Nice.
E-I-K-E-N.
E-I-K-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
She's a nice voice for a Todd. I could change for this one. Okay.
So no relation to like a computer icon?
Not at all. Okay.
I'm just checking.
We're giving one more thing away. What are we going to give away, Purcell? 2 weeks of dinner at Bill Wally's.
Yeah, good.
No good. All right. How about, what do we got? Hey, where in the city would you, I know what.
I've enjoyed your dinners and your lunches at Chaz and your pizza pub.
Oh, I tell you what, then we got to send her
really
to Flanagan's. Flanagan's. Mexican food.
Oh, my goodness, I've never been there.
Oh, you're going to have a wonderful time over there.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Now,
bye-bye.
Lowell, before you hit the button.
I'm not going to hit the button.
You
it's your show.
This, wait. Okay, wait.
We have to do some commercials anyway.
Right,
we're getting behind.
Before we do that,
yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you this job since you started the show. You take responsibility for what you do. Now, you got to pick up all the rest of the lines and tell them they haven't won anything because they're too late. Tell them no.
You want me to do that?
Yeah, tell them no.
If the phone is ringing now, friends, you're too late.
No, you got to
pick
it up.
So you can just hang up.
Oh, we got an extra line going.
Now watch.
Yeah.
Now watch. They'll all go
blank. All the lines
are
going.
They'll all go
blank.
You're
ruining the whole mining thing, Purcell.
I see.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, you're too late. There was nobody there. Hi there.
I lied.
They left
you. Are you still there?
Hi there.
One more.
Hi there.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, good, because I lied. You get a 6-pack of Winterbrook soda at the pop shop,
right,
and a pizza at the pizza pub, and lunch at the Omelet Tree.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, write all that down, Lo.
I'm getting it.
Now we got to call.
What's your name?
Oh, Barbara Wilson.
Barbara Wilson.
Barbara. Any relation to Wilson tennis balls?
Or no. Theodore Roosevelt Wilson?
No.
Too.
Okay.
Barbara Wilson.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Incidentally, I enjoyed your golf clubs.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, you got it.
Are you
it,
ready
Bart.
To take the show
Thanks.
Back over?
Yes, I am. Well, Would you do one more ad and then I can get back and be serious? Go ahead.
Okay. Remember, friends, that's Cripple Creek Service, located a 2 mile past the University of Alaska. Listen, hang on just a second. Let's talk flowers, because I ordered some flowers the other day from Santina's.
Oh!
I did.
Then do this.
Okay.
That's who got it.
Okay, very good. Can we quote Dan Joling here? Can we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
I'll do that. Go ahead.
Okay. Where do I start this? You see, you don't warn me about any of these things.
No, start it at this. No, wait.
Where?
First, do
what?
This.
Do this first.
Yeah, read that note.
Okay.
Michael.
Okay, Michael. Flowers for Santina's go to Dan Winfrey.
See attached
article for details. Dan Winfrey spent 3 weeks filling in for the regular man who delivers meals on wheels to elderly and disabled people in Fairbanks. One of his stops was the second floor apartment of 92-year-old, this would be Emily Avakoff, okay? Winfrey followed a regular routine for the stop. He would stand on the sidewalk in front of Avakoff's home next to the co-op drug and photo and call up to her window. If Avakoff were home, she would walk downstairs to meet him. She would hand him a key. He would unlock a strong gate, and he would follow her to her apartment. After the delivery, the procedure was reversed. On August 13th, Winfrey got no response when he called. He was about to leave when he heard a sound from upstairs. I heard a real faint, "Help me," Winfrey said. "I was going to shrug it off," he said, but he heard the call again and realized Avakoff was inside. Winfrey hollered back to Avakoff, but could not get past the gate. He summoned a police officer, and after some moments, they obtained another key, probably from a friend. Winfrey waited until he was sure the police officer could get inside, then left on the rest of his meals on wheel route. Rescue workers found Avakoff on the floor. She fell down the night before and hurt her hip, Winfrey said. And friends say Winfrey may have saved Avakoff's life. Okay, so where do we go from here, friends? Where did he go? He disappeared on me. Anyway, tell you what we do here, friends. If you are looking, if you've got somebody with a birthday coming up, somebody with an anniversary, I'll tell you what, the flowers are really nice. Right there at Santina's, you stop on by, you tell them that Lowell or Michael sent you, and they are located right there on 3rd Street in Grail, and you can just give them a call, right, and they'll be more than happy to deliver for you. That is Santina's. You check it out, okay? Flowers, Santina's. Check them out real soon. Well, our guest about a half an hour ago was Jim Madonna, and we were talking about mining, and Jim, let's get back to that. I think we had left off somewhere around 1900, but we're going to let Michael continue along here with the show. So I'm going to step out. All mics are hot, and you are set to go, sir.
Thanks.
It's your show.
Have a ball.
See you at 5 o'clock.
Bye.
Where were we?
Do you guys do this often, Michael?
Well, actually. Yes. Anyways.
That was an interesting
commercial.
Set of commercials.
Yes, yes, it was. Mm-hmm. And I bet if you ask anybody out there who we just talked about, they can tell you. And the sponsors will probably cancel tomorrow, but we had a good time while we were doing it.
You certainly did.
Yeah. No, that's fun. You know, the idea is to have fun here. Let's see what we got here. Ta-ta. Hi, this is Michael. You're on the radio.
On the radio. I thought you were fired Friday.
Well, he said I could come back if I didn't use the horn too much, and I just did it without the horn, so I'm okay.
But he had to make sure that Mr. Purcell was on there just to
check. Yeah, they were checking my action here.
Good. Okay. Because we got 79 letters, folks. We still need, what is it, 21 more?
21 more to go.
Michael is absolutely fired.
Yes. Oh, thanks.
Keep them coming.
You're wonderful, pork chop. Thank you.
Bye.
There's strange people out there. Jim, if you had to work with the crew that I have to work with, you wouldn't have as much hair, and you'd be just like me. Anyways, we're at 1900 with mining. Let's just go from there, and then I'll pick up as we go along.
Well, I don't, Michael, I think that perhaps a lot of people are excited and are interested in gold and gold nuggets,
yeah,
and everything, but I think your program is one up on them there.
No, I don't know anybody that's not really interested in mining and what's going on with it, because there's probably still stuff out there that people can go out and mine, huh?
Oh, there's a tremendous amount, Michael.
Yeah.
And, you know, it, we ought to say one comment here that not only is there a lot of country out there left for mining, but we appreciate your effort here at the radio station in supporting the mining community here in the state of Alaska.
I got to ask you a question. I was going to call, but then I didn't. I ran out of time. I've been doing your ad from the Alaskan Prospector for a long time now, okay? What is a rock hound?
A rock hound?
Yeah. What is a rock hound?
I don't know what kind of answer you're looking for. One who goes out searching for...
I want you to listen to this. You're going to have to help me with
something.
This. I'm going to nail you with this here.
Okay,
nicely, though. Did I give all that away? He is going to fire me. Okay, wait a minute. Now, this is on... Okay, Alaskan Mining and Prospectors, Alaskan... Okay, wait a minute. For years, Gold Rush, beautiful gold jewelry, Alaskan Prospect... I got to get the one... Yeah, here it is. Okay, right here. The part where it says... Alaskan Prospector also carries a complete line of equipment for recreational miners and rock hounds. You don't know.
Perhaps you ought to...
We should call Leah.
...contact the owner of Alaskan Prospector.
All right. I'm trying. He's got right out of that. Anyways, let's go into mining.
That's a good idea, Michael.
All right. So if I just grabbed a pick and a shovel, how successful do you think I'd be?
You, Michael?
Yeah. Okay. Now, my next question is... How, if somebody who could use their left and right hand simultaneously went out and wanted to mine, how successful do you think they'd be? Dear Mr. Dresser, get off the air. Okay. Merle Norman only got two calls. I think I said the number too fast, so we might want to try again. Sandy, you're going to have to call me because I didn't write the number down. I was standing on the other side. First person, oh wait, let me see what I got. Hi, this is Michael. You're on the radio.
I can't believe that neither you or your guest know what a rock hound is.
Oh, what's a rock hound?
A rock hound would be a geologist or anyone that likes to poke around in the rocks.
Well, I knew that.
Oh, of course you did. We knew you were just joshing us.
I was just trying to see if
I
was
I
testing.
Knew.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a person who pokes around in the rocks.
Oh, you're a geologist.
Oh, well, I knew that.
You knew that.
Of course.
Bye.
Bye.
I was caught off guard by the question, Michael. I wasn't sure.
A
what
rock
the answer
hound.
Was.
Neither was I.
No.
No, I didn't. I wasn't set with an answer. I just didn't know.
Now I'm set.
Yes. What did you say? Another brilliant mind ruined by education. What did they say? Paralysis by analysis. That's a DeLong special. No, seriously, today, you know, and we're going to do a series about this, and I really want to get into mining. Today, are there places I can still mine and not get in trouble?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so I could go out. Do people actually still make money mining?
Oh, you bet. Lots of money.
Okay. Are there people who can go out that don't have to have a mine and make money?
Yes.
How do you do that? I need a part-time job.
I have one of the most fascinating stories.
Yeah.
Michael.
I'll listen.
This chap from Minnesota came up to Alaska searching for his rainbow. He wanted to do a little prospecting for gold. He used a Garrett metal detector.
Yeah.
And you probably saw the article in the paper just recently. He went up to one of the camps up north, and using his Garrett metal detector, he located a 5.5-ounce nugget. And this nugget was valued at somewhere around $10,000.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Wow.
But that's not the real fascinating part of the story. The fascinating part of the story is that this chap, who was, I believe, 78 years old.
Yeah.
Was a double amputee. He had no arms.
Really?
And he was out having, you know, searching for his rainbow with his wife,
yeah,
by the way. And believe me, there were two happy visitors to Alaska when they left.
I'd be happy, too. Let me break for a serious one for my... I like that. He was a metal detector?
Buff.
A buff. Oh. And I... Now, you mean I could buy one and find something like that, possibly? Not me, Jim. Could somebody get a metal detector and go out there, and that could possibly happen?
Yeah, it's happened.
I love it. Okay, let me talk about Island Sleep Center for a moment. Right now at Island Sleep Center, your dividend check is worth $1,000. You can go into Island Sleep Center and purchase a bedroom set, and your dividend check will be worth $1,000 towards the purchase amount. At Island Sleep Center, they've got every imaginable bedroom set to choose from. They've got water beds and futons and air beds, and the new oak beds are in. Your bedroom can be as simple or as elegant as you want. And with their quality furniture and bedroom accessories, beautiful bedspreads, comforter sheets, bedding for any bed at Island Sleep Center, if you come in now, your dividend check is really worth $1,000. I'm going to say it one more time because it's too good to believe. The dividend check you receive in October is good for $1,000 in September when you apply it towards the purchase of a new bedroom set at Island Sleep Center. That's one extra month of good sleep on your new bedroom set and no finance charges either. Stop at Island Sleep Center at the corner of Industrial and Van Horn and start getting the sleep that you've dreamed of. Just look for the pink gorilla. And you'll know, I was doing fine until I hit the pink gorilla. Just look for the pink gorilla and you know you're there. They got a lot of good stuff. So today, somebody can actually go out and if they want to fool around with it during the summertime. Now, where do you know where to mine at? You know, when I say that, I'm serious about that. There's a lot of places where it's restricted or somebody owns a mine. How do you know where to mine at?
There's a lot of answers to that question. Depends on the level of mining you're looking at, whether it's recreational mining, Michael,
that's the plinking around. Okay. The recreational is just fooling around, and if you find something great?
That can extend into a more high-level mining operation, even from the recreational point of view.
Yeah.
And then you transfer, of course, into the small-scale placer miner, if you wish, and then on up into the large-scale placer mining. And in short, you have to go to the agencies which are taking care of our lands to find out just exactly the status of the particular area that you wish to enter into, either in a prospecting adventure or perhaps into a small-scale recreational mining adventure. Needless to say, few people want to get on somebody else's claim. And
and
the old story about getting shot, I think that's a fantasy people think about. But
maybe you get yelled at severely.
Those are the kind of things that might happen.
Okay, so basically that you can go to certain governmental agencies and find out where, well, not so much where you can do this, but if areas that you've chosen are legal or not to do it.
Yeah, open to your type of activity.
Okay, now, the second question is, where would I first go to find out where gold might be found? I mean, who would I ask? I mean, I can't just walk up in the hills and start doing things, or could I?
Well, you can certainly come up to my office at the University of Alaska in the Duckering building, and I'll try to help you out with an area of your interest and provide you with information regarding the literature that covers that area, and perhaps even the size of gold that has been. For example, there are certain areas in the state of Alaska that have provided huge gold nuggets, whereas other areas have relatively fine gold, and the larger nuggets are not available in that particular area, at least haven't been found to date.
All right, let's say, for instance, that I find a nugget. Then how do I turn it to cash? Where do I go? What do? Do I go places like Oxford?
Oh, you bet.
Okay.
Take a ride over to Oxford. Now, if the nugget is the quality and large enough to be served in the jewelry market, I'm certain that Oxford would give you a premium dollar for it.
Hi, this is Michael. You're on the radio.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
This is Merle Norman, SNS Tanning.
Hi.
I'd like to advertise that we have 66 cans for $66.
Yeah, we missed the phone number. I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, what's the phone number over there?
What's the phone number?
That was real good.
hold on a second.
Okay.
What's the phone number, Kathy?
Quick, Kathy, what's the phone number? Da-da-da-da. I've only got 2 hours. What's the phone?
Oh, it's 451.
Okay, 451.
6305.
6305. Great, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Hi, Mr. DeLong. I didn't honk the horn once. I didn't.
You didn't honk the horn?
No.
You can't fire you today?
No, but I gave
did
a bunch
you
of...
Did you
78 letters.
78?
78 letters.
Fire. Oh, no,
thanks.
Got an hour yet.
I got an hour yet. Okay, we need another 21 letters.
22.
By the way, before I go too far, did you want to make a statement that you wanted to make on each one of the shows? Yeah, Jim, let me get serious for a moment and let's add this in. You never know what's going to happen here, Jim. It's crazy.
I really didn't want to make any statement other than sort of reiterate what we talked about on Friday.
Yeah.
That quite a few people have been calling about the talk shows.
Yeah.
And what you and I had discussed, Michael, mm-hmm. is the fact that the management here doesn't really try to inject any kind of censorship at all. But we are responsible for what goes over the airways. And the policy I told many of the callers is that basically our hosts are very professional. And that means that they don't abuse any of their guests.
Mm-hmm.
And by the same token, they don't allow any callers to abuse any other citizen of the community, nor use bad or foul language.
So effectively, I could call up and say something like, some of the restaurants in town really give poor service, and that's okay.
Right. That's right.
But if somebody calls up and says, the Michael Dresser restaurant are a bunch of thieves, that's libelous.
Well, it's whether that's libelous or not,
or something along those lines.
But it's not polite and it's not very professional.
Yeah.
You know, for instance, I use the example, I can identify myself. I can say, this is Frank DeLong calling in. I may say something, and then the caller comes in, say, you're Michael Dresser calls in. Mm-hmm. You say, you know, I disagree with Frank. I think he's crazy. Let me tell you why. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start to say, well, you know, Frank DeLong's a thief and he is, immoral, he's that is not professional. You turn him off. But I think what the simplest way I could put it is that you want to be professional. You don't want to be abusive. And by the same token, the caller should not be abusive or unprofessional on it.
Can I abuse Purcell?
Sure.
This is Michael. You're on the radio. Hello.
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah.
My name's Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. I'm there. Are you there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What can I do you for, darling?
Oh. I'm hungry.
She's hungry. You got to call back in the second hour and we'll toot the horn. Okay, Carolyn? Listen for when I do it.
Tomorrow?
No, in the 4 to 5 o'clock hour, because you never know when the horn's going to honk. Okay?
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks.
I got to do it in the 4 to 5 o'clock hour. So
I'll give you back to Jim.
Thanks.
Okay.
You're a wonderful man. Can I have a raise?
No.
This is, thanks. Out of here, DeLong. This is Michael. You're on the radio.
This is Michael. I have a question for either you or for Frank.
Frank.
Okay. During political... Hold on.
Okay, go ahead, shoot. Yeah, shoot, go ahead.
During political types of things, in other words, you can talk against a person's politics during campaigning.
Yeah, if you disagree.
As long as you do not get personal, isn't that...
Yeah, in other words, I think that's what makes a democracy. I don't have, you know, as I say, and I've said on Steve's show, you know, I disagree with you 100%, but I'll fight like the devil to have the right to say it.
Yeah, right. We got 20 seconds, guys.
Yeah, so, I don't care if you agree, and you can be most violent as long as you're professional and not abusive.
Right, as long as it's not a personal vendetta.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, I'm running out of time. Jim Madonna, I'm out of time, and next Monday we'll be on the line, I promise. Thanks for coming in. This is Michael Dresser, KFAR Radio, 66 on your radio dial, going to the ABC News. Maybe.
Here's the news. I lost the news. The maximum
Soviet Foreign Minister Shevardnadze when they get together in Washington tomorrow. Secretary of State Schultz will also be meeting with the foreign minister, but top Pentagon officials will not. ABC's Bob Zelnick says Defense Secretary Weinberger is not pleased.
There will be no Pentagon representatives at plenary sessions of the U.S. and Soviet delegations during the Schultz and Shevardnadze talks, and that's a matter of deep concern to Secretary Weinberger. His real concern is less the INF agreement, which he thinks is just about cinched, but possible State Department attempts to compromise President Reagan's strategic defense initiative in exchange for a future deal on long-range nuclear weapons.
I'll have more news after this.
Announcing the best news since the birth of your baby. Sears is having its biggest baby sale ever, with almost everything on sale for the newest member of your family. Clothes, bedding, furniture. Like the Linwood crib at the lowest price of the year, only $98, a $60 savings. And the famous one-step car seat, $39.99, a $15 savings. On sale now, so hurry in. There's more for your life.
Just recently, Businessland hosted Macintosh Week, and if you missed it, you missed a great one. But now you got a second chance. Don't miss this one. All this month, Businessland is holding seminars on desktop publishing and connectivity, so MIS, DP managers, and executive types can learn all the good things about the new Macintosh, like how it talks with IBM and DEC. And as far as Businessland is concerned, that's talking business. So see your local Businessland for all the details. Businessland, a different kind of computer company.
Pope John Paul is now in Phoenix. For the first time, he's talked about the AIDS crisis. He says all Catholics should help those suffering from AIDS. Next stop, Los Angeles. Confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Robert Bork start tomorrow. They're expected to last for some time. One of those testifying on behalf of Judge Bork tomorrow will be former President Gerald Ford. The only woman in the Reagan cabinet is resigning. Transportation Secretary Elizabeth Dole says she'll quit October the 1st in order to help out her husband as he runs for president. One of the nation's biggest tobacco companies says it's developed a new type of cigarette. Let's get details. Maybe he's Richard Davies.
For several years, the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company has been working on a new product that will answer some of the health and social concerns about cigarettes.
We think this will be the world's cleanest cigarette.
Reynolds Chairman Edward Harrigan says the new cigarette heats but doesn't burn tobacco. That means there's no ash.
Since the tobacco does not burn, a majority of the compounds produced by burning tobacco are eliminated or greatly reduced.
But Harrigan would not say the new product is any safer than today's cigarettes. Although company officials called a news conference to announce the new product, they didn't produce samples, saying it's still being developed. Richard Davies, ABC News, New York.
Will there be a strike against Ford tonight at midnight? Well, industry experts say the UAW walkout may still be averted, but time is running out. Here's one auto worker in Livonia, Michigan, who says he's ready to strike if need be.
I'm ready to stick to my guns. We get job security, fine. You know, as long as we don't lose nothing else.
If there is a strike, it'll be the first against Ford since 76. That one lasted about a month. There may also be a strike north of the border tonight. Some 10,000 Chrysler workers may soon hit the picket lines. An insurance industry study says the safest cars on the road are station wagons, Pontiac and Olds wagons. The Mercury Grand Marquis also near the top of the safest list. Cars with the worst safety rating, Porsche 944, Mitsubishi Stereon, and VW Scirocco. U.S. Open tennis tournament, Yvonne Lindell has won the men's title for the third straight time. He lost the first set to Nylander, then took three straight sets to win the title. This is ABC News.
When I asked for the best value in a compact car, my dealer showed me a 1988 Plymouth Reliant America and said,
Plymouth's doing what no one else is. Lower the base sticker price to $69.95, plus title taxes and destination charges, and added more standard equipment.
Like premium cloth interior, AM radio.
And there's the 770 protection plan. A copy of this limited warranty and its restrictions is at every dealer.
Plymouth Reliant America.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Doug Limerick.
Turning yellow, the fireweed is dying, but don't let your car die this winter. Take it to Bob's Texaco. Bob and Russ will do a complete winter checkover for only $24.95. This includes a check of all the fluids, transmission, power steering, oil, and inspecting the undercarriage for any problems. When winter hits, you'll be ready. Bob and Russ offer quality care for your car at Bob's Texaco, 1501 Cushman, or call 456-5133.
A dream matchup. Hi, everyone. I'm Linda Cohn reporting on sports. The Chicago Bears and the New York Giants, the last two Super Bowl champions and the top two defenses in the NFL, bang heads tonight at Soldier Field. Bears premier middle linebacker Mike Singletary doesn't mind facing the defending Super Bowl champs in the season opener.
I love seeing them that early. It's one of those things where you know right away what you got, and that's what you want to know. You want to find out. You want to put it to the test early. If you have something, you want to check it out with the best.
Singletary and the Bears will be playing the game without their best quarterback, Jim McMahon, who's on injured reserve. Mike Tomczak will get the start. To Giants outside linebacker Carl Banks, it doesn't matter who's throwing the ball.
They're not any more passive than McMahon was in. You know, they're still aggressive up front, and they're still knocking people's pants off. Those guys are playing to win every time they go out there, and they have a job to do. It doesn't matter what quarterback's out there, and if you know anything about that team, they typify the personality of the coach, so they're going to be tough.
The Giants-Bears game will mark only the second time that consecutive Super Bowl champs have met in the opening weekend of the following season. In 1982, the Raiders beat the 49ers 23-17. A week later, there was a 57-day players' strike. Sound familiar? The NFL Players Association will present a new contract proposal to league management tomorrow when talks are slated to resume. Lendl and Velander are battling for the men's championship at the U.S. Open. ABC Radio's Bruce Morton has a live update.
Yvonne Lendl is one set away from his third consecutive crown, leading Mats Wilander 2-1. In this fourth set, it is 2-2. Wilander won the first set on a 9-7 tiebreaker. Incensed by the line call on set point, Lendl won the second set 6-love. After each player was broken three times in the third, Lendl went on to take a 7-4 tiebreaker. Again, Lendl leads 2-1.
The NCAA has stripped UCLA of two men's basketball scholarships for the 1988-89 season because of violations involving players over recruiting and transportation. Linda Cohn, ABC Radio Sports.
Announcing the best news since the birth of your baby. Sears is having its biggest baby sale ever, with almost everything on sale for the newest member of your family. Clothes, bedding, furniture, like the Linwood crib at the lowest price of the year, only $98, a $60 savings, and the famous one-step car seat, $39.99, a $15 savings. On sale now, so hurry in.
Sunny and cool this afternoon, high about 40 degrees, clear tonight, low in the lower 20s. Tuesday is going to be sunny and high about 45, northeast winds to 10 miles an hour. Currently it's 43 degrees right outside the studio. Record high for this date was 73 set in 1938, and the record low, 21 set in 1987. Normal high 56 and the normal low 36. Average temperature today, 46 degrees. Sunrise was at 10 a.m. Sunset will be at 8:22 p.m. Possible sunshine, 13 hours and 12 minutes. We lost 7 minutes. Oof, 7 minutes from yesterday. Yeah, and this is Michael with you with a time of 9 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. The historic Fox Roadhouse in downtown Fox is now open 7 days a week. The lounge opens at 10 a.m. and they're ready to serve you lunch starting at 11 a.m. and dinner at 5 p.m. Darlene Brown will prepare your order especially for you. Try the prime rib cooked in their own special way, or the halibut, or the baked or battered fries. Battered fries, then, looks like they should seek counseling. For a very special treat, have one of their many seafood dishes or steak broiled to perfection. Come on around the mountain on Sunday. She ain't got six white horses, but Darlene does have chicken and dumplings, just like Grandma used to make. Or try some of the homemade desserts. They'll treat you right. That's the Fox Roadhouse, 11 Foxy Miles on the old Steese Highway. At the junction of the Steese and Elliott Highways, for 31 years, they've been serving great food and entertainment to Fairbanks. And one more, and don't forget, Fairbanks Lumber. That's right. You guys know about Fairbanks Lumber. Somewhere around 6-7 months ago, they spent $80,000 just to put together that showroom for you. The special right now is Olympic stain colors. You've got weather damaged wood. They'll take care of it. Decks and horizontal wood surfaces. Olympic stain can do it. And for the weather look, Olympic weathering stain. So they've got it. Fairbanks Lumber Supply, 272 Illinois. 452-2183, that's the number to call. Now we've got about, Paul Harvey will not be on today because Terry Wally made a boo-boo and we didn't get it across. How do you like that, Kerry? I just did it to him. I just said, we're not going to have Paul Harvey because Terry boo-booed. boo-booed. That's a good word, isn't it?
Yes.
It's one of our... Huh? It never happens here. How come we got all this sophisticated equipment? I got to put tape on here so you can hear the guests. Anyways, so for the next 20 minutes or so, it's all up to you guys because the mic is open. Any subject matter that you want to handle, you want to get serious, we'll do that. If you don't want to get serious, I don't care. Whatever the case may be, Mary Tsai is back in action again. And so welcome back, Mary Tsai. And we're going to find out what's going on around the world as soon as somebody will call us and tell us what's going on around the world. Oh, let me do this because I got to catch up from the first hour. Who do we have to talk about? We can talk about the telephone. Hi, this is Michael. You're on the radio.
Yeah, Michael.
Hi.
At the beginning of the show, they had a little bit about how this is the anniversary of Napoleon's invasion of Russia.
Right.
In 1812.
Yeah.
Do you know, interesting bit of trivia about Napoleon, do you know why Napoleon always wore a red tunic into battle?
No.
Because if he was shot, his troops wouldn't see him bleed.
Are you being serious, or is that a ha-ha?
And some people say that's also behind the theory of why Hitler wore brown pants.
I wouldn't touch that one because Mr. DeLong will definitely...
Okay.
I thought we had a whole lecture on what not to say on the radio.
Well, I just thought I'd ask you that.
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take care. Bye. There goes the entire FCC licensing for KFAR. Anyways, I got this. Here it is. I look closer. Here we go. Household cleaning company. That's Household Cleaning Company. They've been serving the homes and businesses of Fairbanks since, how about 1980, with professional maid service. They'll clean your home or business quickly and efficiently, and they believe that a cleaning technician should make their presence felt without being in your way. In and out in a flash with the trash, and no job is too small for Household Cleaning Company. I like that. They offer a variety of services, from light to heavy service and seasonal service as well. They'll also clean on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis, so service can be tailored to your needs. Household Cleaning Company even does windows. And if you'd like to get your carpet shampooed or your floors waxed and you don't have the time or energy to do it yourself, call Household Cleaning Company. They'll be happy to do it for you. Household Cleaning Company is reasonably priced also. Daily rates start at $15. And if you need someone to come into your office and do light cleaning or someone to clean from top to bottom, Household Cleaning Company is the one to call. 451-6704 or 451-6780. Those are the numbers to call. Remember, Household Cleaning Company is, I love this, in and out like a flash, in a flash with the trash. Let me do it again. I like it. In and out in a flash with the trash. Call them today at 451-6704 or 451-6780. And don't forget, starting tomorrow, what we're going to do, which was a good idea that just came up,